This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast and the Becker's Business Podcast. We've got a joint episode today with Dr. Jeffrey Spencer. Dr. Spencer is a performance coach. He's worked with people like Tiger Woods. He was an Olympic cyclist. He's worked with Richard Branson. He's got a fascinating array of work that he's done. He's going to talk to us today about his five tips for great performance, his three things you have to do when you're not performing at the level you want to do, and really just a pleasure to visit with Dr. Spencer. Dr. Spencer, can you take one moment to introduce yourself as we get started?
Well, thank you, Scott. Well, first off, people consider me like a performance visionary in what I do with my clients that come from the world of sports, entertainment, but mostly business, actually, is that I help them actually peak perform consistently, predictably, and repeatedly by first off reclaiming their schedules. If you can't manage your schedule, there's no way that you can be a great leader or have a great business. Also restoring their creative energy. You know, there's got to be energy to vision bigger futures. There's got to be energy to manage people. And finally, what I do is that I help CEOs and executives build self-managing teams. And that's what I do.
And sort of when you look at great performers, and I know you've worked with some Olympic athletes, gold medal winners, and others, give us 3 to 4 thoughts on what works. What do they need to do to perform well at their endeavor?
Well, I think the first thing is to have explicit goal clarity, because when you have goal clarity, it gives you a very special type of focus that I call GOCUS, where you're able to hyper focus on details and to get things done to advance towards goal completion. But it also has an element of peripheral vision, where we're able to see things happening with situational awareness, such as blindsides starting to form that we can avoid rather than them taking us out of the game. And it also allows us to see opportunities that we might not otherwise see that can actually help make a bigger and better goal much easier to be able to achieve. In addition to that, Scott, first off, you have to have a champion's mindset, meaning that we have to have the courage to take the actions necessary that may be contrary to popular belief, but what we know has to go right when it has to go right, to be able to inch us forward towards goal achievement. And in addition to that, there's certainly the idea of resources. It's always important to make sure that we have enough resources. It doesn't need to be all resources, but enough resources such as time, materials, supplies, skills, knowledge, team, et cetera, before we actually start pursuing the goal itself. And also making sure that we understand that any aspirational goal, there's always going to be a place in that goal process I call the daily grind, where you just don't feel like you're getting anything close back to the time and effort that you're putting into it. And we think that that's a sign that we can't do it, or maybe we're not qualified, and so on and so forth. But quite honestly, that's something that absolutely has to happen, because that's where we're adjusting and learning the process up as we go. And then finally, you have to be a really strong finisher. When you get the ball close to the 1 yard line, you have to be able to step up and finish the job on the first try.
And so you've mentioned 5 things, and I think I've taken notes on 4 of them. I've got goal clarity. You've got to be crystal clear about your goals.
Right.
Resources. You've got to have the right resources. You have to realize there's a grind/doubt type period of time where you won't see that you're sort of like making progress, but it's a critical part of any process, that grind and doubt process or period. And then you've got to be a great finisher. You've got to be able to finish. In other words, this close, we've got to get this close, put all attention on that. I was missing one of your points. You made a second point that I didn't write down. Can you tell us that again?
Sure. That's the champion's mindset. And the champion's mindset is different than our human fear-based survival instinct. The champion mindset is the ability to step up and take action despite our survival impulses. You know, every one of us has a fear that holds us back, and we have to have the ability to step up and do whatever has to go right when it has to go right to inch our goal forward towards goal completion.
Got it. So let me ask you, you know, let me ask you another question, and then I'll dive into a set of questions. The next question is, when you see the difference between people that perform well or where they want to perform and people that are performing, you know, failing, or if not failing, most of us aren't failing, we're what I'd call mired in mediocrity. So when I look at performance, one of our podcasts is performing at an A-plus level, one's performing at a B level. And when I say that, the difference between success and failure, it's not success and failure often, but success and mediocrity, not where you want to be. Talk to us a little bit about what you see in people when they're succeeding or not succeeding. What's some of the differences?
Well, first and foremost, it's the champion's golden rule is do the homework and the test is easy, meaning that you have to make sure that you're properly prepared before you start pursuing the goal, because if you're not prepared, then you probably will stumble along the way. And your confidence in your ability to execute those things that have to go right to achieve the goal, you know, will be held in question. So that, in my opinion, would be the number one thing. There's also inability to be able to adapt when the context changes, because the plans that we create are our best estimate against what we will be facing in goal pursuit. But once our plan kind of meets reality, that's where adaptation is required. So that would be another essential element. And then thirdly is to have good counsel on standby, so that if we're a place where we can't really interpret what it is or what to do, we shouldn't waste time trying to figure that out. If we can get a resource that allows us to find the answer to that and carry maximum momentum forward.
So I've got adjust and adapt, good counsel, because, I mean, we see this in people that golf. You could spend months trying to fix your own swing, where a golf pro could fix it in 30 seconds and say, oh, my God, you're doing that wrong. And that simple adjustment will improve things quickly. So good counsel, adjust and adapt. And there was a first thing you mentioned. Could you tell me that again?
Yeah, I was channeling there, so I don't even remember what that was. But I think I said it was the kind of champion's golden rule is do the homework and the test is easy. I mean, you really have to be prepared. And as you're preparing to pursue a particular goal, you're creating a body of evidence that tells you that you can do it. And if you know that you can do it because there's evidence of it, then you're properly prepared mentally and from a leadership standpoint to be able to responsibly then begin to pursue the goal.
So let me ask you this question. Many of us go through periods of life where we seem to be clicking on all cylinders. You know, economics are going well, relationships are going well, our fitness is going well, and whatever our pursuits are, whether they're business or our hobbies or sports are all going well, everything's going well. And then we also go through periods of life, at least most of us do, where everything seems mired in okayness, and it's okay, it's not great. How do you move yourself back to that champion's mindset and that, you know, that performance? And how much do I have to send you to pay you for the time we're using today?
Would you repeat the last part of that question, please?
The last part is a joke, as though we're in personal counseling and we need that advice, is how much do I have to pay you to charge for the charge today? But no, the question is, people go through periods of time where they're performing at magnificent levels. Then they go through periods of time where they're performing fine, where they're sort of, they're doing okay, but they're not doing great. How do you move oneself back? How does an executive that you work with, because you work with top executives, how do they move from operating and self-actualizing, operating how they want to operate, to then they're mired in challenges? And then how do they get themselves back to the spot they want to be at?
Well, I think, an assessment of the path forward is going to be key, because obviously the context has changed. And so if you try to keep doing what you're already doing, the likelihood of finding yourself back to that place of peak performance is minimal at best. So that would require a reassessment of where we are and what that means. And what are the new steps that we need to implement, and what is the reach between those steps that makes it progressive so that we can carry momentum forward? And once that is realigned with reality, then our confidence increases and our anxiety about our performance decreases.
So you are incredibly clear speaking. In how did you get into this, doing what you do? How did you start doing this?
Well, I was an Olympic cyclist in a former lifetime, and I found that, and I also have a master's degree in sports science. And so when I got my master's degree, and because I was an Olympian, athletes came to me that wanted to win gold medals and make a bunch of money as professional athletes, and business people came to me and they said, Jeff, you know, I need to become my own business champion. You must know something about that. Can you help me? So I helped them devise their paths forward towards their bigger future. And I also supported them in their pacing and when we need to adjust and when we need to adapt and what we need to do to carry momentum forward. So that's really how I got started. And this is like in 1979, but I've always had a gift for that. And then it was interesting because the athlete said to me, I need to extend my career. And the best way to do that is to not get injured or come back from injury quickly. And then the business people said, Jeff, I want you to help me because I don't want to be like my same age counterparts where they're all dying from heart attacks and strokes in their early 40s. How do I avoid that? So I went back to school and got my primary healthcare licensure to be able to advise them on those capacities as well. And so I had this experiential ability because I knew what it's like to play at the top because I've been at the top, and you can't read books or study people or interview people and know how to do it. It has to be part of your DNA. And because of my knowledge of the body, I knew how to create a body that could push and also stay in the game over the long term to create the best legacy possible. And I also knew what it took to keep the athletes healthy and also promote the wellness for the business people. And so with those three different legs of that stool, people realize that, you know, Jeff is a one-stop Jiffy Lube shopping center that can help me in every area, but also tell me how much of what to do that's doable to get maximum life advances that are predictable. And that's how I found myself being able to help you to prepare for a world tour, help you know, win 8 Tour de France's, be on Richard Branson's island, you know, advising a group of entrepreneurs and him on a variety of different subjects and work with Tiger Woods, et cetera, because they trusted me because of my experience. And my expertise was not just in the individual part, but it was able to look at their life, taken as a whole, both personally and professionally, and make really good recommendations on how to carry maximum momentum forward to live a life of value and contribution.
Well, simply magnificent. I know you've worked with 40-plus Olympic gold medalists and leaders in different champions in different sports areas. Really an amazing book of work and portfolio of work. Dr. Spencer, how do people reach you or hire you? How do they learn more about you? Take a moment and let our audience know how they learn more about you.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, first off, I would suggest just to, I have a really good white paper. It's called How Not to Blow It Just Before You Win. And I think that's a really valuable asset for anybody. So they can go to beforeyouwin.com, beforeyouwin.com to get that white paper. And while they're waiting for that to come back into their inbox, there will be a short video that they can watch on a process that I've created called the Goal Achievement Roadmap. That shows the model that I use to help athletes win gold medals, how performers can be standouts and iconic in their disciplines, and how they can get multiple increases on their businesses. If somebody would like to reach out to me to have a further conversation, they can certainly go to my website, www.drjeffspencer.com, drjeffspencer.com. And in the upper right-hand corner of the website, there's a place where they can submit an application requesting a conversation with me. And when I get the submission back, I'll take a look at it. It looks like we're compatible, and then I'll get back to them. We can schedule a time for us to chat and see what they're looking for and how we might be able to collaborate.
Well, fantastic. Dr. Spencer, what a pleasure to visit with you. Just absolutely fascinating. I want to thank you very much for joining us today in the Becker Business Podcast. It's really remarkable how clear you are and how clear a thinker you are and how helpful that has to be to people. So thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thanks again for everything, Scott. Be well and good luck in everything that you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
so welcome.
Grace, are you in good shape on sound?
Yeah, we're all good.
Fantastic. Dr. Spencer, we'll get this out shortly. Just fantastic. Thank you very, very much.
You got it.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.